It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veterans Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And we should turn, hit the right buttons there, Josh. And we're happy to have Josh Beniga in the studio with us once again. Josh is the Lacaparral FSO.
VSO. Veteran Service.
I'll get that right someday.
Well, at least you're not asking me what it stands for again.
Veteran Service Officer. Hey, sweet corn on sale today. You like sweet corn?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have some relatives that sell it too, don't you? Or,
I do, and I got some. I got a buddy over by Clarkfield who's got some really good stuff. He just gives me because they got more than they'll ever use. So, I got plenty of sweet corn hookups. Yep. So,
that time of year.
Yep, looking forward to it.
All right.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, as always, glad to be here. And you've been flustered all morning.
Yeah, I'm filling in for Maynard today. I don't think people realize how much work Maynard does behind the scenes.
No wonder he's so skinny. You know, he's constantly running between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. So
we had a good thunderstorm run through here around 6 a.m. this morning.
Okay, I slept through that.
So you did?
Yeah.
I was already at work, you know.
Lucky you.
Well, yep. There's no wind or anything, just some rain, and that was about it.
Okay.
A lot of thunder. Yeah. And lightning.
Yeah, should we get on to saluting a veteran?
You bet. Let's do that.
Today we're saluting Tech 3 Arlie T. Serheim. Arlie was born on August 3rd, 1915 in Minneapolis, passed away on March 18th, 1993. He was a veteran from the Marietta area. He entered active duty on March 29th, 1943 at Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Honorably discharged just shy of 3 years later on March 16th, 1946 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a radio repairman with Company B of the 3198th Signal Service Battalion. Spent 2 years and 13 days overseas in the Pacific Theater during World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He earned quite a few. China Memorial Ribbon. We sent troops to China to help fight the Japanese before we were, actually fighting the Japanese. The American Theater Service Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, the Meritorious Unit Award, the World War II Victory Medal, 4 overseas service bars. You get one of those for every 6 months that you spend overseas during a wartime period, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Arlie, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Well, what's the subject matter today?
The Veterans of Foreign Wars and the National Veteran Service Officers sign a historic memorandum of understanding to expand veteran service capabilities.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah. Last week, the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers, or NACVSO, held their annual conference, and this time it was in Louisville, Kentucky. I went to the one last year when it was held in Denver, Colorado. But the Veterans of Foreign Wars and NACVSO officially signed a memorandum of understanding during their annual conference at the Louisville Convention Center. This landmark agreement authorizes the cross-accreditation of representatives between the two organizations. Actually, since I've been a VSO since 2010, the VFW has recognized done cross-accreditation, but there was some they signed an official memo of understanding last week. Ceremonial signing was conducted by VFW National Service Director Mike Figlioli. That's a hard word, hard last name.
And yeah, you did good.
And Nationals, instead of saying NACVSO, I'm just going to say National. National Service Director Mike Farmer with the with veterans advocates from across the nation in attendance at the event. Minnesota is a member state of NACVSO. We were one of the founding members back in 1990. And their 20th anniversary conference was held in 2010 in Bloomington. And that was the first conference I got to go to as a veteran service officer, and it was a very interesting training. And you know, after sitting in there for a few days, I'm like, what the heck did I sign up for? I mean, it's just a lot of information thrown at you, but you know, it's stuck with it, and it's gotten better over time, and it's a absolute labor of love now.
Yep.
So this was signed on July 15th, and with their signing of the MOU, they expand the manpower and technical capabilities of our two organizations, NECVSO and the VFW. Both organizations share the same mission and vision to provide veterans, family members, survivors with their rightfully earned benefits, always free of charge. People sometimes ask me, you know, what do I owe you for helping me out here? I said a smile and a thank you. You know, or a handshake and a thank you, okay. You know, if they're not the smiling type. This agreement adds another 2,200 professionally trained VA-accredited representatives to the VFW's already extensive worldwide cadre in providing this service. It formalizes a collaborative framework that will allow cross-accreditation between National and VFW. Key leaders and advocates who made this milestone possible were Ed Zachary of the National Association for his efforts in laying the groundwork for the agreement, NACVSO President Christopher Hinton, who is also the Waseca County Veteran Service Officer. So the National's president is from Minnesota, and you know, me and him you know, talk quite often, as you know, I'm the Minnesota Association president this year. So
yep.
The first vice president, Andrew Tangen, National Service Director Mike Farmer, and all members of National for making this shared vision a reality. So it reflects the VFW and National's joint commitment to ensuring that no veteran is left behind in the claims process, and reinforces a longstanding tradition of veteran service organizations working hand-in-hand to protect and defend the rights and dignity of those who served. Again, I've been an accredited representative of both the National Association and the VFW since 2010, and I can maintain that accreditation annually through conferences and units and stuff. You know, the bare minimum for a veteran service officer to maintain accreditation is 16 hours. The average Minnesota veteran service officer gets about 50 hours of training in every
wow.
year.
Okay.
So it's, you know, and I've yet met a person who doesn't love their job.
That's right.
So
good.
This will be in the Dawson Sentinel Western Guard this week. If you have any questions on it, you can contact my office, or there's the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
There it is. Grab that magnet.
Yep, 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, MinnesotaVeteran.org. And you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. Maynard likes to call it garden level, but it's green. It's wet.
Okay.
So,
how long has that magnet been on the vet line there, the linkage line? We've had that magnet sitting on this car.
You've had that magnet since I first started in January of 2010, so, and I'm sure it sat there a year or two
years.
Before. So I'm guessing 17, 18 years.
It doesn't move, does it?
It doesn't move because it doesn't change. So...
I just noticed that we've had that magnet sitting on by you all the time.
So. You know, and I kind of fit.
So let me ask you about that. Then that linkage line. So is that, where's that go?
If
a veteran has any question about anything or what?
Yeah, mostly about you know, benefits or services available to them. I would say 3/4 of the answers are, say, contact your county veteran service officer.
Okay.
3/4 of
their
answer.
That would be you.
Yes. Okay. And if they don't know who their CVSO is or their office number, they'll provide that information.
Okay.
I remember I called them one time as a new VSO. I was like, I'm trying to do this, but I need to know what form to use. And it took them a couple of days, but they actually got back to me.
Okay.
Because they had to look it up themselves.
Right.
So it was,
right.
I wasn't alone in asking this, but... Okay. Anyways, my office, I got a lot of appointments and meetings throughout the week, and I'll be out of the office on Thursday for a meeting in St. Paul. But otherwise, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. And it's always better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around.
Okay.
So,
all right, real good, Josh. Hey, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me, and good to see you
once in a while.
Once in a while.
Okay.
Got to remind you of, you know, what we're talking about here.
That's right. All right, thanks, Josh. Have a great week.
You too, Paul.
Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veterans Service Officer, and that's another Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.